You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.
How does one become a Lutheran school principal? Well, we'll find out today in our Set Apart to Serve conversation here on The Coffee Hour. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, Dr. Alan Freeman. He's Director of School Ministry in the LCMS Office of National Mission. That's right, he's Director of Schools for the whole Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dr. Freeman, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's always fun and exciting to be here, especially on Coffee Hour.
And I'm sure that you have a pretty busy schedule, even during the summer. Some people think that, you know, school ministry, they're just busy during the school year, but during the summer is probably when you're catching up with school administrators all over the country. And we're going to talk about one of those things you get to do.
Absolutely.
With new and beginning school administrators. We'll talk about that. But let's talk about your path to becoming a school administrator. I know it's been a while since we talked about that. Let's revisit that story.
Yes, but it's always fun to talk about. Yes, you know, the world of schools today are year-round. Everybody wants to think about those great summer months you have off for 2 months or whatever else. But really, when the school year stops, you're prepping for the next school year as educators and administrators and trying to get some rest and relaxation in. So back in the day when I was teaching, someone tapped me and said, you know what, I think you have the ability to be an administrator and those skills. And that's, you mentioned before, how does one become an administrator? That's often the case, right? You know, we talk about set apart to serve, and you see those in a student that you have, the ability to be a teacher. And it's the same thing as an educator. Sometimes you may have an administrator. You may have someone you know that's an administrator in another school. And they say, we think you could be a great administrator. And we obviously have a significant need for administrators. So as a social studies teacher, I had someone come and speak with me. And there was a program that was for secondary schools. I was a high school educator in Baltimore. And someone said, how would you like to be in the Association of Lutheran Secondary School Leadership Program? And I said, I don't know. What is it? Really, that's always it, right? What is it? What is this thing? And why are you asking me? Because I have a lot to do. Summertime, there's, again, you want to get away a little bit. You want to relax. You're trying to prep for the next school year and figure out already your lesson plans and what that looks like. So why add one more component to your life, right? And in this case, kind of the same as a school leadership program we'll talk about here. Year long, we had a couple of sessions in person. One in the fall, one in, I believe it was February. It was a while ago, so, you know, it's tough to remember.
It's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, and then one again in the kind of the summertime in June. We got together. We had mentors assigned to us. There was a group, I want to say maybe 12, 14 of us in that particular cohort, so you're always with a cohort. And you get to learn from the best. So we had sessions presented to us by heads of school and Lutheran schools, by college professors. And of course, one of the best components is being with your colleagues, with your cohort, those who are educators looking to become administrators or those who are in their first years of being an administrator. And I think back still and with fond regard of those days in my cohort, we have several of them that have gone on to be heads of school. We have Sheila Wallingford, who's head of school at Lincoln Lutheran School, middle and high school. Troy Fairs, who's here in St. Louis at Lutheran North, is a dean of students. We've got, several others that are out there as well. Josh Sommermeyer, who is at Concordia Lutheran in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is now an elementary school principal in Trinity in Wisconsin. So obviously, a great number of us move on and do step into that leadership role.
What is the need for school administrators today?
Absolutely a great need, significant need. You know, we talk and set apart to serve the need for church workers. Part of that is the need for educators. And then, of course, it's the need for administrators. And about a 10-year time period, we had somewhere between 40 and 50% of our administrators retire that mark, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you replace them? Well, you have to have those who come in and are teachers and then have ability and mindset to become an administrator. So that need, obviously, if we have had that many retire, we haven't filled all those positions because we don't have the educators that are there to fill those positions. So it's kind of this vicious cycle. And for our Lutheran schools, the person administrator sets the overall tone for the school, the culture of the school, the Lutheran identity of the school, hiring, calling the educators that are going to be in those classrooms and build the relationships and have those with the students and the parents. So they are the ones directing our Lutheran schools.
So typically one becomes a Lutheran teacher, Lutheran educator before becoming a principal most of the time, correct?
Yes, that's the general path.
So is there a correlation between the shortage of Lutheran teachers and the shortage of Lutheran principals?
Absolutely. So, you know, we look at the Concordia University numbers coming out as educators every year. They have, for the Lutheran teacher diploma, about 80-some who graduate every year. We're very thankful those numbers are going up right now, thanks in part to the Set Apart to Serve program. So more are going into the church work programs. But still, as educators, 80-some graduating every year. Our Concordias get about 400 to 500 requests for a teacher to be placed at our schools. Obviously, those numbers don't correlate very well. 80-some and 500 requests, it's pretty hard. And then obviously, if we don't have them in the classroom, how will they then go on to become a Lutheran school administrator? So yes, the numbers, direct correlation. We have a lot of school start programs that are going on right now. We call it the Genesis Study. People ask me, what's the greatest threat? The greatest threat is who's going to be the leader of the school? And then who are our teachers at that school? Because we don't have enough to go around to fill the open positions at current Lutheran schools. And then you start to add schools. That's great that we're looking at adding so many schools, but we need to make sure that we have the staff in place, administrators in place.
You mentioned somebody identified you as somebody that would have those skills to be an administrator. What are some of the skills, the soft skills, the quality traits that typically when you see educators out in the wild and you're like, you would make an excellent administrator. What are some of those things that you identify in educators that make them just excellent for school administration?
I love the term out in the wild because that's kind of what we are all the time.
I thought they were all domesticated.
Well, we work on that. That's part of our leadership development training.
That's what the D is.
Exactly. So that's a great question because we do try to identify some characteristics. In fact, we utilize some personality tests to figure that out also. Really, it's the ability to know Lutheran identity and Lutheran culture and concept to lead the school. It's the ability to build relationships and foster those. Students, faculty, parents, the at large, you're the face of the school. So you have to have those skills and those abilities to lead no matter what situation. It's the ability to know when to act and how to act and when to take a step back. You know, one of the pieces of advice that I would give to new administrators, unless something's on fire or you need to call 911, think about it. You know, take a step back. If you tend to act too quickly on something, coming at it from emotions only, so you really need to figure out, okay, what's truly happening here? Let's take the layers off the old onion and drill down so you can tell how best to react to serve the community that I am serving. It's the communication skills too, right? It's the ability to collaborate. One of the things that we work on significantly with our school leadership development program, our SLED program, people think, you know, we have all these presentations that we do and those are really important because, you know, we talk about things like building culture, instructional techniques, and how to evaluate educators, all those foundational items. But in reality, what we always tell them is we're building your ability to communicate and collaborate. We try to introduce them to a lot of different people. We're very blessed in the LCMS. We have the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. What a great entity. Concordia Plans. LCMS School of Ministry, Life Ministry, all the organizations in O&M with youth. We cycle a lot of these people through and we say, get their name, get their contact information. These are resources. The mentors that they have are a resource. You know, we just last week finished our SLED 24 cohort and started our SLED 25 cohort. And we told them all, you better know all of these people's names and contact information and have it. If it's in your phone, if it's old school and in your notebook or something, because the day will come when you want some information, or the reason we do it in cohorts, to have one of those principals that you were in the cohort with bouncing ideas off of, asking questions, even if you just need to run it by somebody, but you already know how you're going to act or what the situation is, still benefits you to talk that out, right? And then, of course, you have the mentor, and not just the mentor of your cohort, but all the mentors that are there that you can run these ideas by, ask questions of, and find out so much valuable information. You know, how to use community resources, what agencies are out there to get a hold of, how it works for title funds with your local education agency, and how you work through that successfully. We also, as part of the SLED program, introduced them to three schools in the St. Louis area. We take them to Trinity Orchard Farm, 28 students. A principal teaches 75% of the time as one of their three teachers. Great support from the congregation. I think the greatest tuition somebody pays is a member $500. Oh. For those students that are members of the church, you know, basically the congregation covers that. Pretty amazing. Rural area, you know, it's quite the concept. We then take them to Emmanuel Lutheran School in St. Charles, Missouri. Double grades, could be triple grades, bursting at the seams, huge early childhood center in the middle of suburbia, right? A much different ministry. But again, they encounter that concept. Then we go to Lutheran North Middle and High School in St. Louis, where they have to raise $1.6 million every year to cover their operational expenses. It is in St. Louis, 90% of their population, student population, is African-American. Great, diverse student body. Much different school than the other two. We talk about, don't forget, be in your context. God placed you in that position. God placed that school in that community to serve in that context. Don't be somebody that you're not. Become who you're called to be. Become the school that you're called to be and serve in that way. And it can look very differently. It could be a rural school. It can be suburban. It could be an urban school. Be them all.
We're talking with Dr. Alan Freeman, director of LCMS School Ministry. We're going to learn about becoming a school principal, a Lutheran school principal, in just a moment. We'll continue the conversation here in Set Apart to Serve on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking about becoming a Lutheran school administrator, Lutheran school principal, with Dr. Alan Freeman, director of LCMS School Ministry. So we've mentioned this term SLED, and we're not talking about something you use in the snow typically.
Well, that would be a lot of fun if we could take them on a field trip and do that. That would be a team building exercise for us, right?
Art Hill's not that far away.
That's true. Now, I have had the privilege of sitting in on one or two sessions of SLED before, and it's fun too. It's not necessarily like playing in the snow, but it's fun too. The cohort definitely has a good time when they're together. They're learning a lot. But tell us, first of all, what does SLED stand for?
That's a great question.
Everyone's still trying to figure out.
School Leadership Development Program. So the E is carried on with the L, I guess. You know, I kind of inherited this name. Uh-huh. So we shorten it to SLED. Of course, we have in the LCMS all these acronyms that we use. You know, we just throw them around. It would be really hard to create a sheet with all of those, right? But we try. So School Leadership Development Program is what you will take part in if you have an aspiration of being a Lutheran school principal, or if you're a current Lutheran school principal, we take you in SLED as well, because these are great skills, a great time, as you mentioned as well, because they're with a cohort, they have a mentor. We do a lot of learning, but we also have a lot of fun.
How does somebody end up in Sled. How does somebody participate? That's a better way to say it.
Join's
a good word. How does somebody become a part of this Sled program?
Oh, great question. Yes, I love how you term that too. You know, some might think that I'm drafted into Sled. So you get nominated. You can self-nominate as well. Ultimately, it goes through the district education executive, and they have to sign off on you becoming a member of SLED, a participant of SLED. When they do that, you are entered in, and we get you started in the whole process. SLED has two in-person components to it. So you fill out all the application process. You get a couple of people who say, yes, I see those skills and abilities, that they could be a great Lutheran school leader. Your district ed exec signs off, and of course, we send you this nice acceptance letter that we do online now that looks much more impressive with the confetti flying out. You know, we have all those good things. And we, if you would like to participate, here's the dates, here's the information. We would love to have you as part of SLED.
So then what's that timeline look like for SLED? When does it begin? And then how long does that whole process last? Because you mentioned there are in-person components.
Two in-person components. So the application process runs from January 15th until March 15th. And then you receive your acceptance in April. So you know that you're in, and then we send your materials notifying you that the in-person component that kicks off SLED happens in June, typically first or second week of June. You spend 2.5 days with us on location. You get assigned your cohort, you get assigned your mentor, do some pre-work so that you're ready. And then after those 2.5 days, you have a year-long component where we utilize a learning management system. You have a monthly Zoom with your cohort and your mentor. You talk about different topics that we have set up each month, everything from finance to working with your board to instructional items, technology, innovation, all of the key components that we identify for leadership. And then you come back for 2.5 days the following June to spend time with us. We have a great graduation. We have Chaplain Denzer comes and does our worship service for us. We give them nice certificates at the end. We forgo the cap and gown, but we do everything else. You know, we have the cake, a nice lunch, and everything, and celebrate with them because we know at that point in time that they have developed and grown into administrator qualities and skills and abilities, and they are ready to go out and serve in that capacity at a school. And we also recognize that they're not going alone. Obviously, God has called them and placed that in their heart, and we're there to support that calling as well and that vocation. So we really want them to recognize there's an entire network that goes with you. You're never alone.
How have you seen this program benefit educators and leaders throughout your time of service? What are some of the outcomes that you've seen?
So we are celebrating the 25th cohort. This started back when, in 2000, 2001. The first group was in Texas. Bill Cochran, who was director of the schools at that time, kicked it all off. And it's fun because we just put on our Facebook page the cohort that was ending and the new cohort that was beginning. And there are a lot of former SLED participants that made comments on that we celebrate with you. Best experience I ever had. You know, I still use all of this information. Welcome to the SLED club. And they are. You know, we have almost 600 participants in SLED as we go to this 25th anniversary. So we talk about the great need. This is one way we look to fulfill that need. Place them through SLED program, get them ready, and send them out. We have great administrators at flourishing Lutheran schools. That helps our recruitment. Students think, hey, I'm seeing this awesome teacher that I have. I see this administrator who loves being at this school. I see this just great Lutheran school environment. I might think about becoming a Lutheran educator or a church worker, maybe a pastor, maybe a DCE. We have all these needs and all these positions. If we have schools that flourish like that, then that's how we recruit. People see that as a joyous vocation.
Tell us about I believe you mentioned mentors. Tell us about the mentors who serve on SLED and what their experience is, and then the commitment that they're making to serve as a mentor at SLED.
It is a significant commitment. So we look for what we would see is master administrators, those who are currently serving or are retired administrators in our Lutheran schools. They come from various levels, early childhood, elementary, and high school. So just like all of our participants who are at all those levels, our mentors have backgrounds in those levels as well. And it is that year-long time commitment. They have to be here for 2.5 days at the beginning. They meet with their cohort once a month by Zoom. They all have assignments that they're doing. So the mentor works with them on the assignments and the discussions and the support. And then they're back with us again in that following June. One of the great things that we have, Concordia University, Nebraska, and Concordia University, Wisconsin, will provide 3 credit hours for our participants if they so choose to take advantage of that, which we always encourage them to do. So just another great partnership there.
You mentioned some of the people who are great administrators that you've seen over the years. What other administrators have gone through this program? How has SLED prepared them to serve in the places where they are today?
They always tell us that the components that they enjoy the most from SLED, again, those connections. We talk about fundraising. We talk about, again, collaboration, getting out in the community, marketing, enrollment items, how to make sure that your school is known. How many times do we always hear that Lutheran school is the best kept secret? And we always cringe because, you know, God does not want to hide that light under a bushel, right? So we should be out there and serving the community at large. So how do we do that? And how do you make sure that your Lutheran school is who you're called to be by God? We always say our competition is us. You know, it's if we are the Lutheran school that God has called us to be, if we're doing his work as an administrator, as a classroom teacher, and we have that culture, we have that Lutheran identity, our school will flourish. So really, that's what we try to identify as well. And we know those key components. We know what makes all schools go. Leadership and finances, right? In reality, it's that culture and environment too, but it's done because of the leadership and because you have great donors and you have that financial ability to pay your teachers, to have the equipment and the classrooms that you need, to supply the curriculum for the educators. All those things are incredibly important. So if we have great leaders, we have great Lutheran schools and we have great Lutheran identity in our schools.
Mm-hmm. If we know an excellent Lutheran teacher who we think would be a great Lutheran school administrator as well, what should we do? What steps should we take?
I go to LCMS School Ministry, to our website, and you'll find an application process. If you look for SLED, we just have the letters, and then underneath you'll see it written out, School Leadership Development. They can contact their district education executive as well, as all of our district ed execs recognize the SLED program, and some of them have been through it. And then, you know, you talk to your current administrator if you're a teacher and find out more from them, and they'll know where to direct you as well. If you can't find anything at all, email me, alan.freeman@lcms.org, and we will make sure that you know about the SLED program.
Very good. Our guest today, Dr. Alan Freeman, Director of School Ministry in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Thanks so much for being our guest and sharing with us about SLED today.
Thank you. I always appreciate the time with both of you and the work that you do. And may God continue to bless our Lutheran schools as we do his work each and every day.
Amen. You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.